Leviticus chapter 24. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the Israelites that they bring you pure oil from pressed olives for light, so that the lamp may burn continually. Outside the inner curtain of the testimony, in the tent of meeting, Aaron shall set it up to burn from evening to morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. He shall arrange the lamps on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord regularly. You must take fine flour and bake 12 loaves, using 4 quarts of flour for each loaf. You are to set them in 2 rows, 6 in a row, on the pure gold table before the Lord. You shall put pure frankincense on each row, that it may be a memorial portion of bread for a food offering to the Lord. Every Sabbath day Aaron must arrange it before the Lord continually. It is from the Israelites as an everlasting covenant. It will belong to Aaron and his sons. They may eat it in a holy place because it is most holy for him, a perpetual portion from the food offerings to the Lord. A son of an Israelite woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the Israelites, and the Israelite woman's son and an Israelite man got into a fight in the camp. The son of the Israelite man blasphemed the name and cursed, so they brought him to Moses. His mother's name was Shilomit, the daughter of Dibri, of the tribe of Dan. They put him in custody until the legal decision from the Lord could be made clear to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Take the one who cursed outside the camp, and let all the people who heard him lay their hands on his head. Then the whole congregation is to stone him. You shall tell the Israelites, whoever curses his God will be punished for his sin. One who blasphemes the name of the Lord must be put to death. The whole congregation will stone him, the foreigner as well as the native citizen, when he blasphemes the name, must be put to death. Anyone who takes another person's life must be put to death. Anyone who takes an animal's life must make restitution, life for life. Anyone who injures his neighbor, just as he has done, it shall be done to him. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, just as the injury he inflicted, so he shall be repaid with the same injury. Whoever kills a beast must make restitution, but one who kills a human being must be put to death. You shall have the same law for both the foreigner and the native citizen. I am the Lord your God. Then Moses spoke to the Israelites, and they took the one who cursed outside the camp and stoned him with stones. The Israelites did exactly as the Lord commanded Moses.